May 4th, 2021, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, we're six lines from the bottom, and we're returning to a line that we mentioned just a few minutes beforehand in the Gemara. The Gemara mentioned that Ve'en Edutan Mitkayemet Bebetin Ad She'aidu Shenehen Ke'ehad. If you recall, the Gemara was trying to clarify whether our Mishnah followed this opinion or didn't, and the statement is that both of the witnesses need to testify at once in court. They need to both be present for the time of testimony. Can have one now and another one a day later or even an hour later. They need to be in Beit Din at the same time. So although we'll check one and then the second one separately, according to this opinion, you then bring them into the room again to testify. Rabbi Natan Omer, Rabbi Natan disagrees, Shomein devarav shel zeh hayom, ukesheyavo haveron mahar shomein devarav. Rabbi Natan disagrees, as I mentioned yesterday, we're posek lahalacha, like Rabbi Natan, the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, maybe Daf Chaf Gimal makes that somewhat clear. Rabbi Natan says that although you need two witnesses, perhaps about a single act, they can testify separately. You don't need them in the court at the same time. You need them both to testify. That's Rabbi Natan's opinion. Says the Gemara four lines from the bottom, B'mai kamipalge, or B'mai kamiflege. What is the deciding, distinguishing factor between Rabbi Natan and the Chachamim? They disagree, we understand their opinions. B'mai, but what underlies those two opinions? So as the Gemara, one of two approaches. Iba'it ema, either you'll say iba'it is a compound word. Iba'it im tirse ema sevara, v'iba'it ema keraz. As the Gemara, I can explain this mahlok between Binatan and Chachamim in one of two ways. Either kera means a pasuk, they're disputing how to explain a pasuk, or alternatively, sevara. Sevara means it's just a logical dispute, disagreement. That explains the Gemara. Iba'ite ma'sevara. Let's start with explaining how they're disagreeing in terms of logic. Explains the Gemara. Mor savar ed ehad ki ate lishvua ate lemamona la ate veidach. Says a first opinion, meaning the opinion of Tanakama, the opinion of Chachamim. This is what happened over here. You had one witness walk into court. What's one witness worth? Ate means to come. When he arrives in court, what's he able to do? He's flexing his proverbial muscles. What power does he have with testimony? All he has power to do is to be mehayev shivu'ah. He can force the other individual to swear. That's the power of an ed ehad. So when it comes down to it, say the Chachamim says Tanakama to Rabbi Natan, listen, you had one witness who walked into court. We looked at him and we said, what are you here for? To testify. Your testimony doesn't mean anything. Oh, okay, at least I can make that guy now swear. I'm going to testify. He owes $100,000. He'll need to swear to counter me to get rid of my testimony. All right, very nice. But that's not witness. That's not testimony. Now I have another guy who comes an hour later, a day later. What are you doing here? Well, I came to testify. Well, what's your worth? What's your power? For a shivua. And when it comes down to it, each one of them can't link up with the other one. If they don't know about the other, if they're not testifying together with the other one, you can't listen to them individually. Look at the words in the Gemara. Ed ehad, at the end of the third to last line. Ki ate, when he comes, lishvua ate. He's coming to only be mehayev, to obligate the litigant, the nitba, with a shivua, with a swear, limamona, to actually get money, to actually make him pay, la'ate doesn't have the power. As a result, 1 plus 1 actually equals 2. But over here, this is not a 1 plus 1. This is a half plus a half at best. What is each one of these witnesses worth? They're not worth a full testimony. That's the claim of Chachamim. We're not posek like Chachamim. Rabbi Natan better have a good answer. Ve'idach, ve'idach means, and the other opinion, meaning that of Rabbi Natan. Atu, ki atu, behadeh hadadeh, behad puma, kamisahadeh. Atu means, do you mean to tell me, is the best way to describe, to translate that word. Do you mean to tell me, says Rabbi Natan to the Chachamim, ki atu, when they come, in other words, the two witnesses, behadeh hadadeh, together, behad puma, puma means a mouth, kamisahadeh, are they actually doing, okay, 1, 2, 3, let's go. Are they all, they're speaking at the same time, not speaking in unison, they're speaking one after the other. When it comes down to it, any testimony, says Rabbi Natan, is not at once. Any testimony is not actually a single mouth speaking. And as a result, says Rabbi Natan, you're going to distinguish between, if they came into the room, one spoke and then the other one spoke, and I heard him now, I heard the other one an hour later, I heard him now, I heard the other one a day later. That's Rabbi Natan's response to Chachamim. When it comes down to it, any testimony in its moment isn't significant unless you have two people speaking at once, which we wouldn't do.
Isn't it that the
Edim
was supposed to speak?
Right, you know the Gemara Masechim Makot. That's right. Generally speaking, we say that they go to Kedibur, which is Kedibur Dame. We imagine it as if they're speaking at once. But did they actually speak at once, says Rabbi Natan?
No.
They didn't actually speak. You're right. We link them up in such a fashion. But again, Rabbi Natan is telling you that's only, you see, I'll tell you the mistake in your question. It's a wonderful question. The mistake is over there, you're talking about the Mishnayot, Masechet Makot, which are talking about punishing these witnesses as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
We can only punish them as a unit if they spoke toch kedei dibur. But it's not, says Rabbi Natan, to tell you we can't accept them as witnesses separately. It's just that we can't punish them as Eidim Zomimim unless they were toch kedei dibur. Okay, says the Gemara, Ela, rather, explains Rabbi Natan, Misarfinan lehu. Siruf lesaref means to combine. Misarfinan, anan in Aramaic means us, we. Misarfinan, we combine them. Hachaname, so too over here, whether it's a day later, an hour later, or a minute later, lesarfinhu, let's combine them. Okay, that's the mahloket according to Sivara. Says the Gemara, mahloket binatan, hachamim can be explained that either as a Sivara, we just understood, hachamim say it's not 1 + 1, it's half plus half, it's shivu'ah plus shivu'ah. It doesn't equal edut mamona. Rabbi Natan says alternatively, it's never one, and as a result, over here, it's never one either. We're misaref. We combine them. V'ibaitema kera, says the Gemara. Alternatively, it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk which stands at the center of the mahlok, the dispute, binatan hachamim. What's the pasuk? Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. The pasuk says, in the context of shvu'at ha'edut, we talked about shvu'at ha'edut yesterday. Shvu'at ha'edut is the following circumstance. I turn to you and I say, hey, you know, you saw this deal, didn't you? You saw when he lent me. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, no, I'm certain you were there. I need you in court. I don't know what you're talking about. Come to court and swear you don't know what I'm talking about. Come to court and you swear that you don't know what I'm talking about, that you don't have testimony to be said, and you're found to be lying. Shivu'at ha'edut, you have to bring a korban for so doing. The pasuk describes how you have shivu'at ha'edut. That was the pasuk we'd started yesterday. The end of the pasuk says, im lo yagid, if the person doesn't speak, v'nasa avono, he'll carry his sin. In other words, he's going to have to bring a korban. What's that got to do with us? Okay, explains the Gemara. First step first. Udukele alma kerabanan de pligea le derbi Yoshua ben Korha. Okay, first and foremost, and we're going to return to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha and Hachamim in just a minute or two, but let's just very briefly state what this means. It means everybody agrees that the testimony must be, who's everybody, both Rabbi Natan and Hachamim, our protagonists, the rabbis we're talking about right now, they both agree that when they testify, they have to be testifying about the same act. Not that funny case of Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha, which we'll return to. I saw $100,000 and you saw a different $100,000, so let's come together. No, everybody agrees that our testimony needs to be about seeing the same thing. Okay, step one. So what's the mahlok? V'hacha, and the question over here is, be'akushe hagada l're'iya kamiflege. It's a question of whether we do what's called hekesh, when you have two things mentioned and they seem to be different from one another. In the same context in the Torah, it's called hekesh. Do we have a hekesh to learn the laws from one to the other? What's the most famous of hekesh? The Torah mentions divorce and marriage right next to each other. To tell you, the same way in divorce there's a document, so too in marriage you can do it with a document, with a shtar. Well, there are many other. That's called makish havaya le'yisya. That's an ironic one, if you ask me. But in this context, says the Gemara, there's a hekesh potentially between ri'iyah, sight, and haggadah, speech. Now, what's sight and speech? Well, that's the two aspects of the edut ceremony, you know, the edut procedure. I saw something, and now I'm testifying. So the pasuk talks about two things. The pasuk says, hu ed ora'a oyada, he saw something, and then im lo yagid, if he doesn't talk about it, if he doesn't speak about it, then asa avono. How similar is your sight in halakha respects to your speech? Well, your sight, we all know, according to what we just mentioned, you have to be seeing the same thing as the other guy. Both me and Eddie beheld the $100,000, same $100,000 transaction. Okay, now we both saw the same thing. When we speak, Do we need to be speaking at the same time about the same thing as well? That's the question. Hekesh means, are we linking these two things up? If everybody agrees sight is like hachamim, that you need to see the same thing at the same time. Well, now in terms of speech, in terms of testimony, the formal way in court, is that the same? Vehacha, says the Gemara over here, the second line. Be'akushe, the question is, do we link up hagada, the speech side of testimony, ve'edut, l'ri'iyah kamipalgin? That's what they're disputing. Mor savar makshinan hagada l'ri'iyah. The Hachamim who disagree with Rabbi Natan, they say it's identical. The same way you need to see the same thing, so too you need to speak together. And more savar lamakshinan. That's it. Okay, that's the end of the Mahlok Rabbi Natan Hachamim in terms of their sourcing and all that sort of business. Pause for a second. We need to now remember what Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha was, his dispute with Hachamim, because we're going to develop it further. But before we even develop it further, we're going to stop to recount it and understand it a little bit in greater depth as to what we discussed after the class yesterday. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha and Hachamim disagreed about the following circumstance. This is what we learned already. There was a transaction, allegedly, between myself and Joey Levy for $100,000 on Sunday, right? And for that, we have one witness who testifies that he saw that on Sunday. On Monday, there was another transaction. We have another witness who testifies that he saw the $100,000 transaction, that I lent him $100,000 on Monday. Can those two witnesses combine to now make Joey, at the very least, owe me $100,000? Technically speaking, he could owe me. I'm claiming he owes me $200,000. I have witnesses, one for $100,000 and the second for another $100,000. It says, Hachamim, what are you talking about? It's two separate $100,000. You can't combine these. They have a pasuk, they have a svara. No such thing. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha says, what are you talking about? Amanaka misahadeh? They're all testifying about, and here's the key way to say it initially. This is the way Yad Ramah says it. They're not testifying about the $100,000. They're testifying about Joey Levy. And Joey Levy owing $100,000 is an identical statement from both of them. If they're testifying about the $100,000, you're right. It's $100,000 and a separate $100,000. But as a person, does Joey Levy at least owe me $100,000? They're both testifying about that. Says Rabbi Yoshua ben Korha, they can combine for that. That's step one in terms of conceptualizing.
Third one combine also?
Nothing more. You can't make it more than $100,000. You have a third one for a third day. I'm claiming $300,000. The most I can get is $100,000.
It's not invalid if one came on its own.
Correct.
Automatically, because it's one?
Correct. So says Joey Assis, and this is what people were angry about, and for good reason, after the class yesterday, Jared and Charlie and others. I said, wait a second. Well, it's very nice. You're all testifying about Joey Levy. When it comes down to it, it's one witness. So it's one, and then it's another one. I get it. You're combining them. When it comes down to it, each one is testifying about an action, maybe about a person, but individually. So what I responded, and thankfully I looked to, I made sure that I didn't make this up. What I responded is, I found this is brought in the book Sha'arei Yosher. Sha'arei Yosher is a book written by, it's the teachings of Rav Shimon Shkop. Rav Shimon Shkop was one of the great Lithuanian rabbis pre-war in Europe, in Grodno Yeshiva, in Sha'ar HaTorah. And in Queens today, there's a yeshiva called Sha'ar HaTorah. They call it Sha'ar HaTorah Grodno. I don't know if you ever heard of it. He's the father of all of that. Anyway, Rav Shimon Shkop in his book, Sha'arei Yosher, makes the following claim. And he brings a lot of sources and proofs for this. He makes the following claim. He says, listen, technically speaking, one witness should be believed. The reason the Torah necessitates two witnesses is not because we say, we believe two, but we don't believe one. Really? Why not? And is three better than two? No, three is not better than two. So then why is two better than one? Or because two is better? Well, how are you making these distinctions? When it comes down to it, we can't imagine that the reason one is not believed is because, oh, he's lying, but when he's with someone else, and now he's not lying. Not so simple to make such a claim. One is technically believed. However, Beit Din doesn't have the authority to rule based on one. That's the rule. It goes like this. You need Hizuk HaDin. You need a strength in two numbers. Sometimes will give a certain strength. It's not because I didn't believe you, but a strength, the authority to rule and to extract money, I need to. That's the way the Torah says it. As a result, generally speaking, I only need two witnesses. I'm going to have two witnesses on the same action at the same time. The chidush over here is these two can combine. But wait a second, they're testifying about two separate. That's right. But did we not believe either one of them? We believed both of them. But they're not related to one another. No, they are related to one another. They're both testifying about Joey Levy. That's where you fall back on that. So it's something in between. Certainly, Hachamim disagree with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. But that's the claim of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Korcha. Again, fundamentally, one is believed. We won't accept it. We won't rule based on it. But we believe him. That's the beginning point, Toby. Okay, says the Gemara over here.
If you did the opposite, and you said he loaned you $100,000 on Monday, I tell you he was out of town. I come as a witness that he's out of town on Monday.
About one witness. Yeah, you're not going to make him pay. That's a fascinating thing. What if he wants Edzo Mem on one? That's how I answered right away. You can't be Mezim one. There's no such thing. It has to be both. The question, to just refine the question, what if each of them individually is found to be an Edzo Mem? That's a fascinating question. I'd have to imagine they'd have to pay.
Right, they're against the guy.
They're against the guy. We're combining them together.
The one should be stronger.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Fascinating question. It makes sense to say that they should be Eidim Zomimim.
It has to be the same amount.
What's that?
It can't be 100 or 90.
No, I think it could be 190. But we're only going to end with 90. It's about the same guy. We're only going to make him pay 90. Says the Gemara, okay, so what's the halacha? It's mahlok of Yeshua ben Korcha and Chachamim. Nice conceptual disagreement. What's the halacha? Says the Gemara, we'll tell it by means of a story. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, a rabbi not often mentioned in the Gemara, hava mishtaked aleh derbi Yosef berbi Hanina lemismeche. This Rabbi Shimon was mishtaked. To be shoked in Talmud means to be focused on it. Means to be singularly focused on. It's almost as this Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim was singularly focused on Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Hanina. He wanted to give him simicha. And we talked about simicha in the earlier pages of the Masechet, the Daf Yodal, the Tevav. All around there, we talked about what the authority of simicha really is all about. How much does it give the judges beyond just being able to be done? You want to be yore, you want to be adin, adin. Okay, we talked about that. He wants to give him simicha. Why doesn't he just give him simicha? So if you call on Daf Yodalid, we saw that Rabbi Yohanan was talking about two rabbis. He wanted to give them simicha. And he wasn't able to, la istaya al milta, and Rashi said, if you recall, because there weren't two others to be together with him on this simicha. And he needed three people, which we questioned. How could he not find two others? Potentially that's the case over here as well. Not so clear. It seems alternatively, as we'll see in just a moment, that Rabbi Shimon felt he's not allowed to give simicha in the place of someone greater than him, meaning Rabbi Yohanan. So he wants to give this Rabbi Yosef simicha. He wants to give him the authority to judge above and beyond the regular rulings. But he doesn't feel as if he's able to grant that authority because he needs the permission or he needs the authority of Rabbi Yohanan. It means we're dealing in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so velakam mistaye'a milta. In other words, the matter wasn't fulfilled. He didn't give him simicha. All right, so here you have Rabbi Shimon walking around thinking, what a great student I have. I only wish that he could go further in his ability to rule and so forth. Yom Ahad, there was one day where Rabbi Shimon thought that he seized the opportunity. Hava yativ kameh derbi Yohanan. Rabbi Shimon was sitting, yativ, we switched the taf with the shin, he's yoshev. Kameh means in front of derbi Yohanan. He's studying Torah with Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan asks a question. Amar lehu, he says, mi ika, is there someone, diada halacha Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha or lo? Anyone here know if the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha or not? That's Rabbi Yohanan's question to his students. And here is Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim there, who's thinking in his mind, I'd like this Rabbi Yoseh to get simicha. Here's my opportunity. Amar le Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim, den yada. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim points to this Rabbi Yoseh and he says, den, he knows. Rabbi Yohanan, ask him. He'll be able to answer the question. Lema Izu says Rabbi Yohanan Fada. What's going on? I said, let him tell me. I asked the question, let me answer. Amar le, you have to almost imagine, Rabbi Shimon turns to him and says, keep your mouth shut. Let me work this out. Amar le, lismeche mor beresha. He says, the only way he's going to tell you whether halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, he's going to answer your question, first give him simicha. First grant him the authority to rule in all circumstances and situations that most people couldn't. You know, give him the formality of simicha. Okay, Samche, says Rabbi Yohanan, I'm very eager to find out the halakha. I'll give him simicha. Amar le bini emor li kesad shamata. He turns to him and he says to this Rabbi Yose, he says, Rabbi Yose, tell me, Rabbi Yose, Rabbi Hanina, tell me how you know whether the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha or Chachamim. Just tell me the logic, but don't just tell me halakha is like him or not like him. Tell me your logic. Tell me how you figured this one out. Amar le kach shamati. This is the following is what I heard. Shemodeh Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha le Rabbi Natan. So here's what he says. Again, we have two opinions. We've been dealing with two funny opinions, two different, unique opinions. One's Rabbi Natan, one's Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Each of them's talking about a different stage in testimony. One's talking about the sight stage, and the other one's talking about the speaking stage, yes? Rabbi Natan was talking about the speaking stage. Yes, Rabbi Natan was, do we both need to be in court or not? Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha was talking about the sight stage, right? The sight of what we saw. He says, well, listen, we both know, says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Hanina to Rabbi Yohanan, we both know halakha is like Rabbi Natan. Right? That's what I told you at the beginning of the class today. I told you that yesterday, that when it comes down to it, both witnesses don't need to be in court for a testimony. They could be separately, one today, one tomorrow. That's the halakha. He says, you know something? I heard that Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha links up. He agrees with Rabbi Natan. They're contingent one upon the other. Well, if they're contingent one upon the other, well, it means that halakha is not only like Rabbi Natan, but it's also like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Fantastic, I figured it out. That's my logic. That's not the greatest of logics, responds Rabbi Yohanan. Again, if Rabbi Natan, who says in court we don't need to appear together, does that perforce mean that we didn't need to see the act together? Keep in mind, who was everybody angry at in this room? Everybody was angry at Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. I mean, if you didn't see the same action, how are you combining with one another? Rabbi Natan, at least you saw the same action. So you came in today, you came in tomorrow. I could still understand that. Which one's the bigger chidush? Of course the Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha is the bigger chidush. Once I tell you that you don't need to see the same action, I saw $100,000 today and you saw it tomorrow and we can combine. Is it a chidush? Is it a jump now? Of course that means we don't need to testify together. You're already telling me that we're willing to link us together even if we're not directly linked to one another. So the fact that Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha and Rabbi Natan link up, all right, it's in that direction. Does it mean therefore that Rabbi Natan accepts Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha? Rabbi Natan is talking about testimony in court that we could be separate. It doesn't mean that we could have seen the same thing separately or two separate things. Amar, says Rabbi Yohanan, Lizeh usrachti, I'll give me a break, you played me. I mean, as Rabbi Shimon, I thought I was giving him simicha, I thought you were going to give me something of quality over here. Lizeh usrachti, I needed this interpretation, come on. Hashata uma ikari iya bahadeh hadadeh, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha labainan, hagadami ba'aya. I mean, the fact that Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha tells me already, the ikar ri'ya, the actual facts of testimony, doesn't need to link up. They don't need to be identical. They saw two separate things. They still count together. Oh, so they don't need to testify together? Mabruk. That's not a chidush. The question is in the opposite direction. Oh, so do we revoke the simicha now? Is Rabbi Yosef
just to get him the simicha?
You're asking, was Rabbi Shimon, did he actually know this? Was he playing Rabbi Yohanan fully and completely? Not clear. Not clear. Alternative, this is the way I always imagined it. The way I imagined was, Rabbi Yohanan asked the question, and he's standing next to Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon next to each other, and Rabbi Yosef whispers to him, I know the answer. So now he takes control of the situation. He says, he'll tell you the answer if you grant simicha. I don't know, I wonder if Rabbi Shimon actually knows that he doesn't have a good proof, but he's willing to pull this off anyway. I mean, he is embarrassed, it sounds like. So that's a great question. It clearly appears from the Gemara that he's worthy of simicha. Why wouldn't Rabbi Yohanan just give it to him if he was worthy of simicha? Not fully clear. Not really clear. In other words, and furthermore, now he's willing to give it just to answer this question?
Why wouldn't not Rabbi fully clear. Be able to give it all?
Right. So that's the question we addressed earlier. Potentially, the book Sanhedrin Ketanap suggests that Rabbi Yohanan was the Mara de Atra. That much we know. And potentially when you have the Mara de Atra, in other words, the main rabbi, you're not allowed to, even though you're an authority, to give it below him. That's all right. So it says the Gemara. So what do we do now with the Simicha? It was all on a faulty premise. Amar le ho'il ve'alita lo tedet. Once you went up in stature, once I gave you that authority, again, and that's partial answer to Jeffrey. It appears as if he was worthy of this simicha. Once you made your way in, okay, maybe it was crooked, maybe it was mistaken, but you're not losing the simicha. Amar Bizera, Bizera says from this, Shema' mina gavra rabba, kevan de samich samich, or alternatively, kevan de istamich samich. What's the difference between samich and istamich? One is reflexive and one is active. It's a question of once Rabbi Yochanan, the Gavra Rabba, the great person, gave simicha chalas, you can't revoke it. Or alternatively, once a great person got the simicha, you can't revoke it. Maharshal, Rabbi Sholem Luria, proves from manuscripts that it's the second one. Kevan des istamich samich. In other words, I can make a mistake in sizing you up. I tested you and you're not such an impressive person. I thought you were an impressive person. I gave you simicha. I gave you that authority. Once, if that's the case, now I realize someone exposes that you are a fraud, you cheated on your test, we take it back. Even if, for argument's sake, I'm a Gavra Rabba. Alternatively, however, if you're the Gavra Rabba, you're a really important person. It's this type of situation. I mistakenly gave you the Simicha, but you are an important person. Samich, we don't take it back. That's how Harambam understands the Gemara as well. It's kevan di istamich. Once the great person got simicha, samich, you're not going to revoke it. Okay, that's what, but it means, at the end of the day, we don't know whether the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha or not. We thought we were going to get it from this story. Ultimately speaking, Rabbi Yochanan turns to him and says, you didn't prove anything to me. So it's Gemara, okay, so let's work a little harder. Is halakha like this strange opinion of Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha or not? Amar bihiya baravina, amar rav halakha, Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. There it is. We're going to have to read onward in just a second. Halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Ben be karkaot, ben be metaltilin. All right, one more time. Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha is the opinion who says that we can testify even though we saw alone on Sunday for $100,000, Monday for $100,000, we come together because we're testifying about Joey Levy. Chalas. Okay, that's what we call money. Mamonot. What? Metaltilin, perhaps. What's karkaot? Karkaot means land. So what sort of circumstance are we dealing with when we talk about land? It goes like this. I heard on Sunday Joey Levy admit that he owes this land. He's been borrowing this land from Eddie. I heard that on Sunday. Joe hears the identical statement, but on Monday. This case is already a lot easier to understand. We're testifying about the same land. Two separate times that he admitted, but about the same land, same person, same land, same admission. That's karkaot. So the claim is that the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha under all circumstances. Which one's easier to understand, land or money? Karkaot. Certainly land. Land, karka, is the same land. Money, it's a different transaction. Okay, so the halakha apparently is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha under all circumstances, ben mitaltilin, monetary, movable objects, and all the more so on karka.
I know it's not a different piece of land.
It's admission about the same piece of land. He says the land on the corner of Avenue V and East Third, whatever. You know, he gives the address. No, it's got to be about the same land. That's what we're talking about. Otherwise, it's identical to the money case. Yeah. Ula amar halacha k'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha bekarkaot, aval lo bemetaltelin. We understand that opinion of Ula. Ula says, we've been yelling about this Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha the last 2 days. I can't understand it when it comes to metaltelin, to movable objects, to money. That's two separate items. I can't. You combine them, stop with the funny Sha'ari Yosha and all that sort of stuff. Leave that out. It's halacha, simple halacha. Halacha is they need to be testifying about the same guy and the same land. You heard it at two separate occasions? Okay, that's karkaot. We'll accept the Yoshua ben Korcha over there. To extend them even to financial matter? Ad kedei kach, no.
Because it could be two separate
transactions. It is two separate transactions, and we can't combine them. Exactly. That's the distinction. So things are getting interesting over here. We're still not sure what's the halakha. Like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Amale Abaye turns Abaye now to Ula, and he says, halakha miklal de plige. Wait a second. You're telling me the halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha on land, but not on metaltilin, not on movable objects, on financial circumstances, strictly speaking. It appears from your words as if others disagree with Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha when we're talking about land. Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me there's a mahlok. In other words, if I come into the room, I say, halacha's like Rabbi X. That means Rabbi X says something and others say something else. Otherwise, you just say the halacha is. The fact that I needed to state halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha on karka means that the hachamim disagree. turns Abaye to Ulan. He says, there's no mahloket over there. V'ha amar bi Abba amar Rav Huna amar Rav modim hachamim l'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha be'edut karka. Period. He says, don't we have an alternative statement from Rabbi Abba in the name of Rav Huna, that in the name of Rav, that the hachamim agreed to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha in the context of land? When it comes to karka, everybody agrees. If everybody agrees, you didn't need to make issue a statement of halakha like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. So halakha is like Shulchan Aruch. But nobody said any different than Shulchan Aruch. So Rabbi, just tell us the simple halakha. Halakha is like this. You needed to just flex your muscles. You knew the name like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Everybody agrees to that. What's the statement over here? Of course, before we go onward, what's the answer to this question? The answer to this question is that we're dealing with two rabbis who are Emoraim. One rabbi is Ula, and the other rabbi is Rav. Now, these two rabbis live at different time periods, but they're in the same 100, 150 years. One thinks and had a tradition, there's a machloket between Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha and Chachamim when it came to land, and he therefore found it necessary to state halakha like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. Whereas this alternative tradition of Rav, this is what the Gemara is going to ultimately say, maintains that they never disagreed on this matter. Do you follow? In other words, I come into the room and I say, the halakha is like, I need to come up with a pair of names here, like Chacham Avadia Yosef on X matter. And so Javid says, what are you talking about? That matter? Nobody disagrees. I said, no, Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu disagreed. What are you talking about? I spoke to Rabbi Shmuel Eliyahu, I spoke to his son yesterday, he agreed with Chacham Avadia Yosef on that matter. So I said, okay, listen, I heard one thing from Chacham Mordechai Eliyahu, and his son heard something else from him. That's the punchline of the Gemara, says the Gemara. No, that's not a question. But before we get there, says the Gemara, what else? We're dealing with all sorts of cases. When would the rabbis agree to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha? In these funny circumstances, one witness says, I saw this. Another witness says, I saw something different. We can combine them. Yoshua ben Korcha is this earth-shattering approach. So says the Gemara, Hachamim potentially agree to him when it comes to the same land. What other circumstances? V'tana Rav Idi Baravin b'Nizikin de'Bekarna in the Beraitot of Nizikin in the Bet Midrash of a rabbi named Karna. Modin Hachamim l'Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha be'edut Bechor, number one. Edut karka, number two, edut hazaka, v'chen shebaben ubabat, v'shebabat. So let's explain what each of these mean. But again, what's our context? Our context is the rabbis agree with Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha that the halakha is we combine the edut in each of these cases. These are each easy, Jared. These are the easiest cases. It's only the money case you're really up. You might think this is a stretch, but once you're stretching it, you're not stretching it all the way out. It's when you're dealing with money, you're really stretching it. These cases are not so bad. What are these cases? What's Eidut Bechor? Bechor means a firstborn animal to a kosher animal. Firstborn animal, once upon a time, was brought to the Mikdash. It was Nikrav. There were specific halachot. In today's day and age, there's still Kedushat Bechor. What are you supposed to do with Bechor? So the Kohen gets to eat it, but only if there's a mum. Only if there's a blemish in that animal. But the Kohen can't put a blemish in the animal. To the extent that we wouldn't permit Kohanim to just determine and say, there was a blemish here and it just happened on its own. We always suspected them. We suspected they wanted that free food and as a result would put the blemish themselves. So you need testimony for this mum in the Bechor. Okay, now, you need a testimony furthermore that the Bechor got this mum, got this blemish on its eye, on its leg, on its whatever, in a natural fashion, right? That much we understand. Here's the witnesses. The witnesses are testifying about a blemish in this animal on two separate occasions. One saw it on one day and the other one saw it on another day. But they saw it in the same animal. It's just like the land, right? We're dealing with the circumstance in which you're dealing with the same animal. Chachamim agreed to the Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha over there that they can combine. Edut karka, we know what that means. What's edut karka? Edut karka, we heard Joey Levy admit to Eddie that he owes him the land. I heard it on Sunday. He heard it on Monday. We can combine. They're testifying about the same land. Edut hazaka. What's hazaka? Sammy's not here for hazaka. He gets excited about hazaka. Hazaka is an interesting case, right? We know hazaka works in the following fashion. I buy land from Joey and I'm living on this land. I need my document to prove that it's mine. If he comes and he claims that it's not mine, I need the document. I don't have a document. I can alternatively say, but I've been living living here for 3 years. If I have witnesses that have been living here for 3 years and you never came to claim that it was yours, even though I lost the document, it's mine. Squatter law in that respect. Now, I have testimony for year 1, 2, 3, 2015, 16, and 17 that I was on Joey Levy's land. One witness. And then I have another witness that I was there 18, 19, and 20. Can they combine? They can combine. It's all the same land. That's a Idut Hazakah. Lastly, what's the last Idut? Shibabin v'shibabat. The Gemara will elaborate and explain it. I'll tell it to you very briefly right now. It goes as follows. In order to establish a child as being a gadol, as being of age to get onashim, of age to be mehuyav and misvot, you need to establish that they have two hairs in their private part. Now, how do you establish that? Well, you needed someone to witness it. What if a witness did in the following fashion? I saw two hairs in the front, and you saw two hairs in the back. None of us should ever be looking at these circumstances. I don't know how it happened. Whatever. Somehow we saw this. The Gemara describes it. Whatever. And we saw it. Now I'm testifying about two hairs in the front of the private part. And you're testifying about two hairs in a different part of the private part. And we're talking about two separate hairs, but about the same girl or about the same boy. We come together. In each of these cases, the common denominator, they seem somewhat similar, is we're testifying about the same thing. It's very different than our case of money. But in each of these cases, Hachamim say, we'll stretch, we'll agree in that circumstance. What we do fundamentally in the Gemara today? In the Gemara today, we dealt with the sourcing, the Mahlokot, Binatan and Hachamim. What was Binatan and Hachamim? About whether the witnesses need to be in court for their testimony at the same time. Ibayite Makera, Ibayite Ma Sevara, whether it's a Pasuk or it's a Svara. That's what they disputed. Then the Gemara wanted to know, what's the halakha, like Rabbi Yoshua ben Koha or not? We attempted through Rabbi Yosef from Rabbi Shimon to establish halakha like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha. It wasn't a good enough proof, even though he came out of it with his simicha. And I think when I said, what's the halakha? Halakha is like Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha, ben b'metaltelin b'mekarkaot. Metaltelin is the bigger chidush. The fact that it's even on two separate acts, that's the bigger chidush. Karka, we already know. The Gemara, again, at this point, is now elaborating and saying the Hachamim really agreed to Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha in all sorts of other circumstances. But fundamentally, the question is, and we got our Pesach Halacha, even on Metaltelin, but there was a different opinion. What was the other opinion? Only on Karka. So what is the Halacha? We'll discuss it tomorrow. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.